Words to the wise from a Naperville, Illinois city council member. When you start fooling around with people in town with TV cameras in the middle of the night or otherwise, you're just asking for trouble. You might wonder what might compel a local politician to discuss with the Chicago Tribune the harsh realities of reality TV. Turns out that as I write this, two lawsuits are pending against Naperville because it's host city to a reality TV show titled Female Forces. This is the way the program is described by its cable channel. Brains, beauty, and a badge. In each episode, viewers ride shotgun with the female officers from the Naperville, Illinois Police Department as they fight a full gamut of big city crime in the suburbs of Chicago. As exciting as that description sounds, trouble is, as the Naperville politician suggests, that sometimes those on the other side of the badge from the officer may not want shotgun-riding viewers to witness what would otherwise be a special private moment between man or woman in blue and accused speeder. Bring on the cameras, bring on the lawsuits. Lawsuits brought against reality television host cities are unusual, given the city's limited ability to control what's broadcast once video is shot, and more importantly, the contracts the cities apparently sign with broadcasters indemnifying their participation. It's certainly not clear that Naperville will remain a defendant if the lawsuits are allowed to continue. But lawsuits against reality television programs are almost as unusual. This is likely because many of those featured on such programs have signed releases promising not to sue. But it could also be because the genre has only fairly recently started to proliferate. More reality show participants, willing or not, more potential plaintiffs. And just because reality is reality doesn't mean that plaintiffs can't win lawsuits. Just ask the producers of the To Catch a Predator series. That's the reality television program in which men visit a house they apparently believe belongs to a young teen, only to be surprised when the of-age host of the program enters the room, cameras rolling, to confront the men with their inappropriate internet communication with the pretend teenager. The sister of a man highlighted on To Catch a Predator sued for intentional infliction of emotional distress after his suicide, and the judge in the case sided with her, at least initially, over First Amendment-based arguments from the broadcaster. Just because it's real, the judge ruled in so many words, doesn't mean it should be broadcast. After that decidedly pro-plaintiff opinion, NBC settled the case. That gives new perspective to the Naperville politician's words of warning. Reality television cameras? While cities may be immune to lawsuits for allowing producers to follow police around, the producers themselves may not be, truthful depiction or not. I'm Amy Guida.